Some Milwaukee Common Council members are worried about how City Hall would respond to an actual security threat. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports the concerns come as authorities continue to investigate the suspicious packages mailed to Democratic leaders in a number of cities around the country this week.
About a month ago, someone mailed an envelope containing a powdery substance to the office of Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. An employee opened the envelope. Eventually, the mayor's offices were evacuated and emergency vehicles were called. The substance was later found to be not harmful. At a meeting yesterday of the Common Council's Public Safety and Health Committee, Alderwoman Malele Coggs said that September 28 incident led to confusion in City Hall. Coggs says the city currently is without an emergency response official. She adds the building lacks widely known safety protocols. The alderwoman says this week's mailing of potential explosives to public officials in other U.S. cities reminds her that City Hall needs to be prepared.
The reality of us being in a building and being people in a profession that unfortunately attracts oftentimes a level of activities like the bomb threats, like anthrax and letters, and like all of those things is the reason you have an emergency person and is the reason that you have protocols in order to deal with these.
Cog says she's not just concerned about elected officials, but also for other workers at City Hall and the many public visitors. City Clerk James Ozarski added his concerns at the committee meeting. He says he's an evacuation manager for City Hall, but the training he's received is out of date.
It has only accounted for fire. It certainly has not accounted for things that have been raised with me. Unfortunately, the days we live in, an active shooter, an anthrax, and, you know, very tragically, as we all found out yesterday, a bomb threat.
Clifton Crump of Milwaukee's Fire and Police Commission told the alderpersons that the city has a plan to merge two emergency management positions and have someone on the job by early next year. A previous manager left about 6 months ago. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.